Chicago.
The town board meeting for the town elect plan with order on November 1st. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $49,943 to $49,991.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain, Nancy. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the October 18th, 2017 regular town board meeting.
So moved for approval as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 18th meeting, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. And approval of the minutes of the October 17th special town board budget workshop.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 17th town board special budget workshop meeting, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay, but the only exciting thing, we received $78,242.58 for road something or other.
Road aids.
Road aids, thank you. Other than that, nothing too much happening, so in our regular account, we have $1,073,306.27, and in the ambulance account, it's $482,111.75.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Jim?
I just have, on the treasurer's report, is that for the third quarter, or what specific period of time is that?
The last one, I believe.
Yeah, it's the last one, we get four of them.
So it's the third quarter?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I guess the third, no.
No, it'd be the fourth.
No, fourth.
Well, fourth quarter.
It's the last payment.
It's the last payment.
Oh, they pay in upfront?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, they're basically upfront, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Item number 11, discussion possible action, transfer station part-time occasional applicants. We got four?
Yep.
Four people that applied for the position, or three, four.
Four.
Do we bring them all in and interview them?
However you guys would like to do it. If you'd like to have us set up a time to bring them in, talk to them, that would be fine.
And Pete could be here also.
Pete Jacobs.
Pete Jacobs.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'll do then is in the next week or so, we can set up a meeting and get in touch with these people, and we'll call them in and meet them and discuss.
Just set a date that's convenient for Pete, hopefully in the morning?
Yep. It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. He's not open. All right.
Question, Matt?
Do you need a motion in that favor of that, or?
Yeah.
On this, the part-time occasional, do they get benefits with that too, the same?
No. Just an hourly wage.
Just the hourly wage, it's basically to fill in for Pete when he goes, if he goes on vacation or calls in sick or something.
Okay, so you have not specified what part-time or occasional actually is.
Well, the state of Wisconsin, the program that we're in, you have to work so many hours before you're even allowed in that program, so.
Into which program is that, Nancy?
Through Wisconsin Retirement System or the insurance program, which is also through them.
What is it, 30 hours?
I think it's 36, I believe.
You know, continuous 36 hours a week, which...
32, I think it might be 32.
So if they work for just 1 week of 36 hours, they do not qualify?
No, it has to be steady.
Steady.
Probably an average over a year's time.
It's pretty much somebody, you know, Pete wants to go on a week-long vacation right now, he can't. So it would be to fill in possibly 4 days at the most in a row. Otherwise, it's, you know, fill in a day here, fill in a day there. He's had a couple of guys that have been doing it with him, but one may be moving and the other one has another full-time job, so it's real difficult to have somebody do that.
I understand that, it's just the reason I was questioning was so it doesn't turn into a...
No.
Full-time.
We don't have the hours out there to have two full-time people anyway unless they were there together.
And if that ever came about, that were to be, then there would be a reclassification of his job, to the job description. Or her.
Her.
That's right.
There's a her in there.
Oh, there's a her in there.
Yep, there's a her in the bunch. All right, well, I don't know if we need any action or just that we'll set up a time and date to meet with... Item number 12, discussion possible action update road crew position. And you see in your bunch of papers here, we received a letter from Richard. He's going to be leaving us, I believe, moving back to Canada.
Yep.
End of November.
And it says, "To the town clerk, please accept this letter as a written notice of my resignation as a member of the town road crew department. My last day of employment will be November 26, 2017. I would also like my health insurance benefits to cease as of November 30, 2017. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve the town of Lac de Flambeau. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me. Richard Tobagana." So we're losing who I feel is a very good employee.
And he's also an outstanding member on the fire department.
Yeah, he's been a real asset in the fact that when he came to work here, he knew the routes, knew the roads, knew the new equipment, so I really hate to lose him. Because of the time in which he gives this notice, that he's leaving on the 26th, I don't know if you've noticed in the newspaper, I had Nancy put a ad in the newspaper that we're looking for road crew positions. Yeah, I kind of took it upon myself because we don't have a lot of time before we're going to start getting snow. And we need to have a full road crew in order to do that. Those ads are running...
Two last week and I believe one this week.
One this week.
And then the deadline for submission was the 10th.
And so I guess a couple of parts to this is for the board to approve of hiring a third person again. You know, we've got the applications coming in, which is one thing, but hiring the third person is a board decision, and
yep.
And I really think we need that. And also then, once we get those applications in, we again would be sitting down and going through them and meeting with the applicants, so...
Make a motion to move forward with the process of hiring a third road crew position.
I'll second that. That's appropriate.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to look for applicants and hire a replacement road crew person for Richard. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Matt, I do have a question there.
Yes, sir. Those are full-time.
In the past, the town had, I guess, subcontracted some of the work out. Is that nothing that they could look at doing if you cannot find a qualified employee?
Yeah, we could. What happened with the subcontracting was to speed the clearing of roads, mainly in the wintertime for plowing purposes. Over the years, we outfitted our trucks with wings, faster, better equipment. And Island City Dray, who had done the subcontracting in the past, has said, still, you know, if we really run into a jam and they have an extra truck or a man, they can come in and help. But we've been able to do what we've done the past couple of winters with just the three men on the road crew with the equipment we have. The wings have made a big difference in that they can in and out one time and pretty much have the road completely done rather than having to go in and out, you know, to do a second pass. So it's helped, and we really haven't had to have it. And then the third person in the summertime, we're in the mower more, and that type of thing. We've been doing a lot more of our own culvert replacement. So a three-man crew, they keep pretty busy.
Well, my question was that you cannot find a replacement soon enough.
We could, yeah. We'd have to, you know, make some quick phone calls, get some pricing on contracting it out if we can't find somebody fast enough. I'm sure around here we can find some qualified applicants pretty quick.
I do think we eliminated that budget line, though. We would have to figure out.
I don't think we eliminated it.
We just didn't fund it.
There's some funding.
There's some funding in there.
A lot less than it used to be years ago.
If they were covering for a road crew position because we haven't hired it yet, then we can take that out of the labor road crew general area. So
I think we left it in there for like emergencies and stuff for holidays and.
Okay.
Bob, any other questions?
No, I think I understand what we're doing here. It sounds appropriate.
All right. Motion was made. That's okay. Item number 13, discussion action resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond. It's every year this time of year to waive the short-term bond for the treasurer and her duties of collecting and dispersing taxes.
So moved for approval.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve resolution 2017-02, resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Item number 14, chairman's update town tribal road status. Just a couple of quick comments. About 3-4 weeks ago, I had a call from George Thompson on another matter. And during that conversation, I said, you know, geez, we should look at getting together and working on this road situation, which he agreed to. And then it was about a week and a half ago, I got a call from Greg Harold, our town attorney, and he had gotten a phone call from Andrew Adams, who represents the tribe. And Andrew wanted to get together and just sit down, start to open up the dialogue between the town and the tribe in terms of the road situation and ownership, rights of way, maintenance, that type of thing. So last Wednesday, I met with Greg Harold, Andrew Adams, Chairman Wildcat, and George Thompson, and we sat down and we started opening up the dialogue regarding the roads. Apparently the tribe was still looking and doing research on their end of things for some of the road documentation. According to George Thompson, they found some of it in Ohio, of all places. You would think that it would be either in Minneapolis, Aberdeen, or Ashland, but some of it apparently was in Ohio. And so they're getting their documentation together. We're getting our documentation together. We've been in touch with the title companies to see if there's anything that they have that we might not have. And once we get all that together, then I think we'll be
we'll be working on getting our committees together and start working on a resolution to the road situation. But I just wanted to keep you people informed of what was going on with it. It hasn't gone away, it won't go away, and Chairman Wildcat said, he did say, you know, we want to bring a resolution to this finally, which I think is a very good idea after 40 years. So that's my update. I guess with that, then, we'd be looking at a motion to adjourn at 1:15.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:15. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.